This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Not too long ago, Model D published an article titled, "Why Does Michigan Have a Thumb?" We'll link to that article on our website. But we decided to call an expert to give us a simple explanation, and Randall Schetzel is a professor in geography and geological sciences at Michigan State University. I understand we have to take this story back at least 100,000 years to the most recent ice age. How much of Michigan was covered by glaciers?
Michigan was completely covered by glaciers, probably starting about 30,000 years ago, maybe even before that, and began to be uncovered about 24,000 years ago. The glaciers were completely gone by about 11,000 years ago.
Now, at their peak, how big were these glaciers?
Yeah, the glaciers in northern Canada were between a mile and a half and 2 miles thick. Down here in southern Michigan, maybe only 1,000 to 1,500 feet thick.
Only. The glaciers have a lot to do with the landscape that we have today, but tell me how those glaciers changed things. How did that work?
They had a lot to do with the way the landscape exists today. Everything you see out there, hills, valleys, lakes, the Great Lakes themselves, are all legacies of the glacial advances and retreats, and not just the last one, but there may have been as many as 10 to 15 previous advances and retreats about which we know very little. So this is a long-term process. The ice has been advancing over our state and retreating from it probably for the last couple million years.
So as they're growing, they're pushing things out of the way, and as they retreat, they're doing what?
Yeah, the glaciers begin in Canada, and they scraped Canada pretty much clean, which is why when you go up there, all you see is bedrock. All of that debris, all of that rock was scraped and crushed and dragged down here into the Great Lakes region, where it's deposited in many places. The thickness of those deposits in Michigan are hundreds of feet thick.
Let's talk about the Thumb. It's a peninsula with Saginaw Bay on the west side, Lake Huron on the east side. How or why did the Thumb form?
Well, we have to think about how the glaciers advanced into the state. They were sliding and flowing southward out of Canada, and they found some weak rocks called shales in the Lake Huron Basin. Those same shales existed in the Lake Michigan Basin. The glaciers preferentially dug those rocks out because they're softer and created those lake basins. When the ice was moving southward through Lake Huron, as we understand it, it would have hit a very hard rock layer in the Thumb called the Marshall Sandstone. The Marshall Sandstone is one of the hardest rocks in the Lower Peninsula, and it's at the surface in the Northern Thumb. In fact, they used to mine it there to make old grindstones for grist mills. It's such a hard and coarse rock. So the glacier hit that sandstone and couldn't scrape it away, so it actually split the advancing ice into one tongue that would have gone south toward Port Huron, down east of Detroit. The other tongue, or what we call lobe, would have been hived off and flowed westward into the peninsula, carving out Saginaw Bay.
Is that how other peninsulas were formed, such as Keweenaw or the two peninsulas of Grand Traverse Bay?
Absolutely. In fact, I was just telling my students the other day, I teach geography of Michigan, every peninsula in the Great Lakes is there because it is formed on harder rock, whether it's the Thumb or the Bruce Peninsula in Ontario or the Garden Peninsula in the UP, and certainly the Keweenaw Peninsula as well.
The Great Lakes are changing very slowly. For instance, Niagara Falls will continue to erode and move toward Lake Erie despite human efforts to stop it. What kind of changes do you think we'll see in the future given climate change as a factor?
Well, the jury's still out on what will happen to the Great Lakes due to forthcoming climate changes. Most of the models forecast lower lake levels, considerably lower lake levels. Although at the present time, as you know, the lakes are above normal. Most of the lakes are above normal. So we may be enjoying a nice period of high lake levels at the present time, but that's not expected to stay.
Hmm. Randall Schetzel is a professor of geography and geological sciences at Michigan State University. Hey, thanks for telling us about Michigan's Thumb and the other peninsulas.
Very happy to be on the show. Thank you.